Hey, we've got Frank on the line, Christopher.
Great.
Let's get him on and talk about this incredible phone. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi. Pretty good.
Good. Thank you, by the way, for emailing us and staying up late. I know you normally don't stay up this late, but fascinating. So when you built this, it was based on this program you wrote to me, EVP Maker.
Yeah, I was using that EVP Maker. It's made by Stefan Bion, a German. He invented it. And it's freeware.
Did your box work right from the get-go?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were you in shock when you started hearing these voices come through it?
Not really. Not in shock. I mean, kind of amazed, I guess. It's been a few years ago.
Did you talk to the entities on the other side, or did you just let their voices come through?
Well, for a long time, I just announced I was doing a recording. And then I just record.
And just let them come. And did you find that they came in masses, or just one at a time? Or?
It depends. I get, like, different levels sometimes. And sometimes the voices are layered.
Frank, how would you rate the technology of the phone boxes that you've got right now? I mean, can they get better?
Yeah, I think so.
If you had a corporation behind you getting the right parts and the right equipment, I mean, what would that do to the quality?
It'd probably help quite a bit.
I was thinking
At least make them consistent.
Now, give us your theory on how this works.
Well, I started out with a theory that it was just that the random noise or random events allows the signals from a different dimension to use, like, some kind of quantum resonance using, I call it the quantum soup of the universe, kind of like the underlying energy.
Mm-hmm.
Use that as, like, a carrier, and that's what gets the signals across using random events that periodically lines up with the quantum events.
All right, and these signals are always there. We just don't hear them.
Yeah, but I think they also send stuff or signals from the other side.
Your devices then have the capability of what? Deciphering these signals?
Kind of. It's kind of like picking up a random spread spectrum transmission, I think.
When you first started out, how did you know what parts to put in and what to do?
It's kind of like part intuition, I guess. Because like I said, I use those little radio modules out of cars. Because you could voltage tune them, and I used to use them for listening to distant AM stations or AMDX.
Sure.
And so I knew about those being voltage tuned.
Well, it sounds like you know electronics, too.
Yeah. And then while I was using the EVP Maker program, I knew that concept about using the random properties or principles from that program. And all I needed was to figure out a way to make a random voltage to tune the radio modules.
Are you constantly looking for ways to change this device, Frank?
Yeah, I'm always trying to update it and improve it.
What other improvements do you think you'd like to do?
Well, there's quite a bit. I mean, it'd be nice to be able to use digital tuning so that you could use them more modern radio receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And then use all surface mount components so you can make the thing a lot smaller.
Is there a certain frequency that these voices are literally phoning in from?
I don't think so. I don't think the frequency is that important. They seem to be able to use whatever we use.
Would you call your phone more of a filter or an actual telephone?
It's more like just a receiver.
All right, almost like a radio from the dead, almost.
Yeah, almost.
Okay. It's just fascinating. And you're going to continue to make more and more? How many of these have you made?
I'm on number 21 now.
And what do? Just give them out to people?
Pretty much.
Friends, relatives?
Yeah, just people that ask for them, mostly.
What's the most incredible story you've got for us, Frank?
So far, Chris is the main user. He gets the most out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I get all kinds of stuff. The first thing that came through was right after I got the first one working, my dad came through.
What did he say to
you? He's kind of abusive, and he's trying to explain how he was kind of beaten up on one of my younger brothers. he actually said, I kicked him and I beat him, and how he's better now. And he's trying to apologize.
My God, what did you say to him?
Well, not much, man. I could say to my dad. And my brother doesn't believe in it, so he wouldn't even listen to the message.
Well, what your brother obviously hears voices. What does he think they are?
He wouldn't even listen to it. No, we don't communicate at all.
Have you ever heard the devil coming through?
Not the devil per se, but there is voices that refer to him as the gentleman.
Yeah.
And they talk about the gentleman.
Yeah, go ahead, Christopher.
I was going to say, yeah, both Frank and I, we definitely get different, we were just discussing this today, we get different levels of things. But the one thing that I think we both agree on is that we do get what we call the darker voices that come through.
Our friend Richard Hoagland wants one, so you can go to Coral Castle and talk to Edward Leedskull and find out how in the heck they move those huge blocks. Now, you know what? And that comes up with somebody. Frank and Christopher, have you ever had anybody who might have been extraterrestrial coming through, or someone who had died thousands of years ago? I mean, can you summon up Jesus, for example? I guess you can't.
Well, when it comes down to, I know Frank definitely picks up more of the extraterrestrial spirit or being, I guess I should say, that comes through. I try to deal more with the spiritual end, or people that have lived on this side. So I think we both had very different experiences with that.
So, Frank, you can pick up, then, extraterrestrials who have passed on.
Yeah, and even, like, live ones from another dimension, I guess.
What do they say about...
Well, the first ones I got from years ago, and I've got this on my site, it's a voice that's real clear. It says, we come from the sixth planet. And it echoes in there. It's really weird sounding.
Sixth planet from our solar system?
I don't know.
I just got that same recording a week ago.
That's incredible.